The Bohemian Grove was founded in 1878 by the Bohemian Club, which was formed in 1872. It is 2,700 acres of private land in Montreal, California, where every summer in July, hundreds of the most powerful and influential men attend what is known as the Cremation of Care ceremony. An early version of it was photographed in 1915 and published by National Geographic. In 1989, a writer for Spy magazine infiltrated Bohemian Grove and mentioned the Cremation of Care ceremony, but did not mention the effigy. The article mostly focused on powerful drunk men dressing in drag and engaged in homoerotic behavior. In 2000, when Alex Jones captured the ceremony on video, you can see an effigy, a model of a person to be destroyed, being burned alive in a ritual sacrifice.
Midsummer sets us free!
Around the time that Alex Jones was there filming it, musician Kid Rock was there as a guest.
Did you?
You went to the Grove?
Yeah. It was the first evening, and you gather around whatever, the owl by this lake, if I remember correctly, which could be a little hazy. It was a long time ago. And, like, I've heard about this place. I'm like, this is some real secret-ass shit. I can't believe I'm fucking here, right? And it's just a trove of celebrities. I met, like, Paul Pelosi and his son.
Oh, boy.
And, like, Chris Matthews, like, you know,
okay.
But I was hanging out with them. We were having cool conversations, kind of
cool.
Weird. And then they asked me, like, I had to come play my guitar.
Oh, no.
And, like, at one of these camp things. And I was like, I feel so used. I feel so dirty.
The oldest religion on earth can still be found within many secret societies, the New Age movement, and hiding within many churches, mosques, and synagogues. The basis of this ancient religion is the attainment of counsel from advanced entities for one to gain earthly wealth and power. These advanced entities have a hunger for human life, which is how human sacrifice factors into this ancient transaction. By 2012, a handful of men were making individual claims that they witnessed human sacrifice at Bohemian Grove. Peter Chernoff says that the men taking part in the sacrifice went on to hold various positions of power in society.
Peter, you've witnessed children being sacrificed at the Grove?
You know, I did. At the Bohemian Grove, I was involved in a rather private ritual, Catholic, Nazi, satanic in nature, a service, a working, if you will, with nine relative unknowns at the time, so to speak. Willie Brown, Arlen Specter, Barney Frank, Roger Mahoney, Ratzinger, who's now the Pope, Robert Byrd, George Bush Sr., and Warren Buffett, and the master of ceremonies was Lieutenant Colonel Michael Aquino.
The cremation of care, what it is, really, it's a discussion regarding population control. They're making decisions as to what group of millions of people they're going to genocide next. And we all have seen the genocides over the last 10, 15 years for anybody that's paying even a modicum of attention.
Over the years, other people have snuck inside to take video.
No way. Bohemian Grove. I made it.
In a phone conversation published by former Project Veritas employee Justin Leslie, James O'Keefe is asked about his recent attendance at the Bohemian Grove.
I was just a guest. I didn't see anything wrong there. Some of our people that I've known for many years were there. If I saw something, I would tell you, but you know, I think there's a lot of conspiracy theories and stuff, and I didn't see anything. And there's a lot of people that support us that are involved in that.
This year, the cremation of care ceremony was conducted on July 13th, the same day that Trump narrowly survived an assassination attempt. This ancient religion is entrenched within the foundations of civilization.
Absolutely. Bombshell report by Gregory. It's the Bohemian Grove and the cremation of care ceremony. Pagan blood sacrifices and the creeps that run our country.
Nitric Boost. Turmeric 95. High quality CBD gummies. It's all available at InfoWarsStore.com via the InfoWars MD line. Now, this is a private label of one of the top supplement makers in the country of high-end quality at reasonable prices. They let us private label their products. That's why you've already heard of Body's Ultimate Formula. Well, we got the 95% curcuminoid from them. This is just their brand of that. And so it is available under Turmeric 95. That's the name. So we're sold out of Bodies, but we have Turmeric 95 that is, again, the same concentrated turmeric. Same thing with Nitric Boost. Nitric Boost came from this company. They even let us use their name. It's now our best seller. We sold out of our version. Their version has a white bottle. It's the exact same thing. You get it at InfoWarsStore.com. So check out InfoWarsMD at InfoWarsStore.com.
Taking a record of the hearts and minds of the American people, it's the American Journal with your host, Harrison Smith.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. A lot of good callers today, so let's get out to them. Tim in California is first on the docket. Thanks for calling in, Tim. You're on the air about Tim Walz. Go ahead.
Yes, based on what you're talking about earlier, Harrison, and you were kind of comparing the number of times on the Epstein jet, and then you could compare the number of times that, you say, you went to your grandparents' house, and, you know, maybe whatever it was, 15 or so. And I'm thinking, well, it's one thing to go from one part of America to another part of America, but Tim Walz decided he would go to China, 30 times.
Really?
China, 30 times, plus 30 times. So, and by the way, you know, some of the, I guess what I'm saying is, if I went down to a tattoo shop 30 times, I might end up with a tattoo. If I went down to the nudie bar 30 times, I might end up hooked up with some girl that strips for a living. If you go to China 30 times, you might end up, you know, being kind of like them in some ways.
Uh-huh.
One other thing I just want to, I want to hit you with this, and I know you got other callers, but you were talking about money and how far the money goes. Remember, we got 42,000 structurally deficient, unsafe bridges that millions of people in this country travel on every day. And the amount of money it would take to fix them is just a handful of billion. And that's according to the people in the government. They should know. And by the way, another point I would make is we're equally exposed on our power grid to EMPs, and the amount of money it would take to harden our electric grid against EMPs. Again, we basically piss away or give away that much, it seems like, every month now. And it wouldn't bother you as much if they didn't let a Chinese spy balloon with 10,000 pounds of hardened gear fly over our country. It occurs to me they could have had an EMP ready to go in there. And if they did, what was going to stop it?
Rainbows? Rainbows and unicorns, Tim.
Right.
It's a lot of good. So Tim Walz has visited China 30 times. I mean, how's he even had time to do that? That's once a year for 30 years? Like, what?
That's He's crazy. A teacher. Don't you understand? He was a teacher. That's why he was able to take students. In fact, Sunday, Chase Geyser, on the fourth hour of yeoman work, the last hour of Sunday, he had some guy, I think his name was Chad, called in, and he kept him on for about a half an hour, and this guy was the real meal deal. Okay. He actually went with Walz to China, and he could tell you every detail, and you could tell this guy was no BS. It was the truth. And for anyone that hasn't heard that, go back and have a listen.
Walz reminds me of the Chinese have a term for it. Baidu, I think. Is that the word? They have a term that means, like, basically, like, suicidal leftist idiot. He strikes me as the type of person that would just revel in the deception of the communist Chinese. Because I've explained how this works. And I worked on a film that showed a true life story where a student went over to China, and they start off by, like, buttering you up. And just being like, oh, we just love Americans. We just want to be friends, and you can help us out, and you're just so smart, and we just want to learn from you. And they suck you in with this, and they start getting you on the hook for money. Like, they start giving you money for free just going, we just want to foster a relationship, and maybe you can write some articles for our local paper and we'll sponsor you and we'll give you a scholarship. Like, Tim Walsh just strikes me as the type of person that China could just lay on the most bare bones, like, flattery and just, you know, show him the parts of the country that look really nice and, you know, steer him away from the slave factories, steer him away from the jails where people are tortured to death with no trial. Like, just don't show him that and he won't ask questions, and just, you know, show him the Potemkin village. And he's just type of guy to come back to America and just go, China's amazing. Communism works perfectly. Everybody there is happy. Everybody I talked to was super happy and loved communism. It's amazing. He strikes me as the type of person that the Chinese people would specifically target to be like, you stupid, gullible American. You were now an apparatchik of us. We're going to co-opt you into spreading our ideology in your suicidal naivety as to the real threat that you are now bringing in to the country. He strikes me as somebody that the Chinese government likely identified very, very early on as somebody who, with just a little investment of time and flattery, would be a lifelong sucker for you, a lifelong fool to exploit. But that's just sort of a vibe thing. That's just kind of a vibe thing I get from him. And I know how to think like the Chinese. I've studied the Chinese enough that I know if I was in the Chinese mindset, and I see this fat American goober coming over, I'm like, this is like a shark looking at a limping tuna. It's a juicy prize for me. Or maybe he just loves the culture. yeah, you said some other good stuff too. What were the other points you were making? Anyway, we'll get to more calls, but great call, Tim. Peter in Florida, go ahead. You're on the air about the UK riots.
Hey, can you hear me?
I hear you. Thanks for calling in.
Yeah, I mostly just wanted to talk about, you know, framing the narrative, obviously. Right, words are both extremely important, both for reality and for deception for those in power. And obviously, you know, one of the goals of 1984 was to eliminate old speak so that the proles in Airstrip 1, being the United Kingdom, can't even conceptualize of certain topics, such as, you know, national sovereignty, family, identity. And, you know, what's interesting is if you ask the average leftist, you know, are you for indigenous rights and against systemic discrimination, they will 100% say yes.
Yep.
But then if you say, well, do you care about the indigenous English and the indigenous Irish people being colonized and systemically discriminated against in the workplace, right, it'll quickly reveal, you know, their hypocrisy and the thin veneer of, you know, equality and justice that they maintain. And even if, right, if you ask a feminist, you know, do you care about restriction of women's freedoms and large-scale rape gangs, they would say, oh, that's horrible. And then be like, well, then why do you support the Muslims and protecting them and covering up the crimes and immigration? Right? So they're fundamentally just kind of, you know, at odds with what they say versus what they display. Mm-hmm. And that's why, you know, it's so the media both hiding, you know, lying by omission, and then also just outright lying and manipulating words is so important in what's going on today.
100%. You could not be more correct in identifying this stuff. And that's also why, you know, in framing any of these narratives, I guess it is how you sort of envision the conflict. Because to me, well, like to the people waving the Palestinian flag in, you know, in giant mobs in the UK, they see the conflict in the Middle East as like poor, you know, innocent brown people being exploited by white supremacy. You know, they see this as like a, in the communistics, like racial breakdown. To me, the Palestinian issue is an issue of national sovereignty. It's a nationalism question that they deserve a nation. They deserve to, you know, rule themselves. They deserve to have all of the rights, benefits, privileges, and obligations of a nation. It's a matter of nationhood, and it's a nationalist issue for me. I guess a way to... Here's how it breaks down. So you've got two conflicts going on with very strange bedfellows in each of these, right? So you've got Israel versus Palestine, which would be, I'll draw their flag. I can't remember exactly how it looks. You've got Israel versus Palestine, and then you've got the Muslims. What's the symbol for the Muslims? A black cube. Versus Britain, which is the Union Jack. Now, oh, it's a moon, right? It's the crescent moon. Okay, so it's weird how these break down. So some people are pro-Israel. You want to do the five star? They're pro-Israel and pro-Britain. Now, if that's the case, that probably just means that you hate brown people. Because the inverse of this is that if you are on the side of the Muslims in Europe taking over the natives' land and exerting foreign control, and you're on the side of Palestine, well, you're a brown person and you hate white people. Or you're a white person and you hate yourself. Now, if you are on the side of the Palestinians in their drive and desire to have national sovereignty and to govern themselves, and you're on the side of the British patriots who want to be left alone and not want to be swamped and invaded in their own country, then you are a principled nationalist. See, the principle I'm running on is everyone has a right to their own land. Everyone has a right to have a say in the governance of the place where you are indigenous and where your family's from. That means Palestinians have a right to Palestinian land. British people have a right to British land. It is totally hypocritical. It is completely an act of cognitive dissonance if you are waving a Palestinian flag in the UK right now. Pretty much as simple as that. If you think that the Palestinian people deserve not to be kicked out of their homeland, if you believe that the Palestinian people have a right to violently resist attempted occupation, based. This means you're based. This means you're based and cool. A based, cool patriot if you are in favor of Palestinian rights and native British rights, because that's a principled stance that can be applied to anything at any time. It doesn't matter what the political atmosphere is. It doesn't matter how I personally feel about the groups involved. That's another aspect of it that people want to confuse you with. Oh, you think the Palestinians should be left alone? Well, they would hate you, and that just means you want to, you know, genitally mutate women or whatever. It's like, look, it's not up to me how the Palestinians govern themselves. It's not up to me whether I approve of their way of life. That's kind of the point. They get to be themselves. They get to do what they want to do. I don't have a right. The Israelis don't have a right. The British don't have, nobody has a right to tell these people who to live, how to live, and to kick them off the land if they displease them. No, it's not how it works. So it's not even about who the people are or what the conflict is. It's about basic principles. If you don't have principles, you have nothing to stand on. And yeah, it is. It is just completely, completely hypocritical. There was one other thing. What do you have to say to that, Peter? And there's one other thing that you mentioned that I wanted to bring up. But what's your take on that?
No, I mean, absolutely right. Just how you mapped it out about, right, national sovereignty or populism, right? These are larger scale ideas, whereas most people are thinking kind of in tribal mindsets. And then the other thing, kind of separately, but when you were talking about you know, the current deindustrialization of Germany. I'm not sure if you're familiar with the Morgenthau Plan, which was an alternative to the Marshall Plan. So that's what's essentially just happening in modern day.
Yep. 100%. Yeah. Yeah, the Morgenthau Plan, I mean, We should do. I should do a report on the Morgenthau plan. I was actually just reading about it yesterday, and they very much intended to exterminate the German race after World War II. It was prevented, or at least slowed down. It was delayed several decades, but I mean they had official plans, you know, by the U.S. administration under this guy Morgenthau, and they did in some circumstances. Like to some degree do this, but I mean, they had operational plans of just like, all right, let's go kidnap 12 million Germans and send them to be slaves in the USSR so that the communists can work them to death. And they did. I mean, the American government actively sent innocent German civilians to be slaves, to be worked to death in the Soviet Union. And the Morgenthau plan, if it had, 26 million, it would result in 26 million Germans dying from starvation. Yeah, 25 million Germans dying from starvation. That was like their actual plan. Not as an accident. Like that was their ultimate goal. Yeah, look into the Morgenthau plan if you haven't already, folks. All right, let's go back out to your calls. Thank you very much for that call, Peter. Let's go to Ray in Minnesota, talking about the election. Go ahead, Ray. You're on the air.
Hey, Harrison. How's it going?
Good, thanks.
So I guess the main point I'd like to get to is what happened in 2020. I mean, we have clear evidence in Fulton County. You know, what happened? Nobody's doing anything about it. I mean, nobody's brought articles of impeachment against Biden or anything like that. And now we got Tim Walz running with Kamala. Which, you know, he is one of the most corrupt politicians I can think of. Being from the state of Minnesota, I know his policies pretty well. I guess my question to you is, what do we do if they do it again? You know, I don't think there's enough people that are focused on this topic.
This has to be a main focus. You're exactly right. I am so sort of baffled at the story of Fulton County in Arizona in like the, I don't know. I don't want to like, there's people doing good work out there. I think I'm pretty sure. And maybe it's just because they don't have any like establishment support or whatever, but I cannot figure out what is going on there. Like there's no reporting about this stuff. Every day almost, I see a video on Twitter, usually from Fulton County, somewhere else, where it's just like, this is it, confirmed, you know, finally, you know, we have the smoking gun. They stole the election. I'm like, I just have no idea what's going on there. I have no idea what the process is, where it is in the process, who is looking into what they're finding, who these people are, where they're testifying, who they're testifying to. I just have no idea what's going on there. So, and like, I don't have the time or the resources to like actually find this information out. So like literally yesterday, I'll pull in the video and we can play it. And it seems like a bombshell thing, but there's no context to it. I don't know if it's a new video or a video from years ago. The lack of like communication from the people doing this, because apparently they're working every day. Every day I'm seeing updates. Every day they're doing stuff. And I don't want to like criticize them because clearly we need these people doing this stuff. But I can't make heads or tails of what is going on with the investigation into the stolen election. And maybe that's our fault. I mean, I would like to be able to report this. I would like to have these people on. I would like to know what the status of the investigation is, who's carrying out the investigation. This video, I just put in, let me put in the folder here and we'll play it. It's minute 23. This was posted yesterday, but it was posted with no information. I can't tell when it was filmed. It was an election integrity hearing. The title of this was Dominion Adjudicating the Overthrow of the U.S. Government Across Every Battleground State in the November 3rd, 2020 election. What does that mean? So where is this testimony from? When was it made? How legitimate is it? Am I going to get sued for playing it? I don't know. I don't know anything about what's going on there. I'm sorry. This is just like a long ramble to say, like, I have no idea, but this has been frustrating to me, because you're right. This is like a major topic. It's a major issue. And I just sort of assume, like, there's got to be legal groups out there doing this. And we know the legal process by putting in requests for information. Those requests are getting denied. They're having to reword it. It's going back and forth. And I'm like waiting for the official press conference. I'm waiting for the lawyer to come out and say, we won the case and here's the outlet. Congressmen or state senators to come out and say, here's the investigation, here's how it's proceeding, and here's the information that we're getting. We're getting nothing from any of these things. So, again, I assume more evidence is being found. I assume the things that I see posted on X are based on some new developments in this case. But the people involved in this have got to take journalism 101. You got to do interviews and explain to people what's going on. I don't even know who to reach out to. I don't know who's doing it. If anybody's doing it, let me know. Call in, DM me on Twitter, tag me on Twitter. Tell me what's happening. I get the same feeling that I get with the like weather modification people. Like, I go to my Twitter notifications and I'm tagged and it's just like, this is huge. And it's just a bunch of charts that I can't even begin to understand. Just a bunch of lines. There's red lines and there's blue lines and there's it's over time, over area. I have no idea what I'm looking at. I don't know what the charts mean. I don't know what the numbers mean. I don't know what the abbreviations are. No idea. I assume it's good information. I assume it is a big deal. I have no idea what you're trying to show me. So this is how I feel. It's the same thing with the Fulton County, the election investigation. Who, what, when, where? Here's the person talking. Here's their name. Here's why they're talking. Here's who they're talking to. Here's the date that they're talking on. Here's the case. That the part is, we need this information. I'm not comfortable sharing videos or information that is just like breaking huge. Dominion totally busted! ! It's like, okay, cool. More. I need information. I need to know what's going on. So here's the video I had yesterday. Didn't play it because I don't know what the hell it's from, who she is, who she's talking to, or when it was recorded. But this is type of information that's coming out about the election integrity investigation. Let's watch.
And this is the duplication room. I observed with my Democratic partner the preparation of a new ballot, since the original one was soiled or wouldn't go through the tabulators. I read her a Trump Republican ballot, and as soon as she entered it into the system, the ballot defaulted on the screen to a Biden Democratic ballot. We reported this to the supervisors, and others in the room commented that they had witnessed the same manipulation. We were never told what, if any, corrective action was taken. All I know is the next day I was called outside the room that I was working in signature verification by the supervisor saying, I understand you caused some problems this week, and saying that you thought our machines were not working correctly. And I was being the one that was scolded. And I was told at that point in time I could not discuss anything or talk about what was going on, as many people were threatened, because they were told that their voices would be suppressed. They would be either have to leave the room and not work there again.
Yeah, sounds pretty bombshell, but, you know, names, dates, places, anything? I mean, anything? Elon Musk wants to make a difference. He can set aside $1 million, hire a lawyer to just liaison this.
Unless you've been hiding under a rock, you know that turmeric does incredible things for inflammation, your joints, your immune system, your whole body. Well, we came out with Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula 6 years ago. And I was wanting to come out with a turmeric formula, so I talked to some of the big suppliers. I said, what's the strongest curcuminoid you have? And they said, it's like 75%. Regular turmeric's just raw, 4 or 5% still has a great effect. I said, well, what's the strongest concentrate you can make? They came back a few months later and they said, 95%. This is it. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. and it does incredible things for your body. You know, my wife's a big sports person. She's in great shape, plays tennis, lifts weights all day, but she has joint pain. And years ago, she was taking these horse pills of turmeric. She'd take three or four, would give her relief. I said, try this. She looked at the back. She said, this is lower milligrams. I said, yeah, but that's because it's concentrate. She took it. She said one pill had the effect of the big four horse pills she was taking. So again, ladies and gentlemen, this is an amazing product. It's back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. And it's not just the 95% humanoid. It's organic spearmint, sage, lemon balm, and thyme leaves, pepperine from black pepper. So it's an amazing formula. It's exclusively available at InfoWarsStore.com. And it could be our last run. They're trying to shut us down. And please don't take that for granted. We get shut down, people go, whoa, he wasn't BSing. On my children, I'm not BSing. We're close to being shut down. We need support right now. Plus, these are great products. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com. This is going to sell out. Please support the broadcast. Get in other products. Get T-shirts, books, films. We need support now. These are great products. Thank you for your support. Thank you for your action. InfoWarsStore.com. A limited edition, exclusive, InfoWars proprietary, 24-carat, 0.999, pure gold collectible is now available. In this credit card size package, laminated with original InfoWars art, this is a memento to remind you of the fact that you kept InfoWars on the air at a critical time. We could do a straight-up donation drive, but we may have to do one. But this is basically the same thing as donating. You just get this collectible as a thank you from us for what you're doing. So please take action. Get yours right now at InfoWarsStore.com or by calling toll-free 888-253-3139. We cannot stay on the air without your support. This is a collectible, and it is a beautiful piece of gold, a little bar that symbolizes your support of the InfoWar. I humbly ask you to take action and make the decision to keep us on air, because this is your chance to keep InfoWars on the air at a critical juncture in the fight for our republic. Why do we sit there and act like these people are so important? And still the old politicians, especially the Republicans, they still put stock in what the media says, the corporate media. You want to be attacked by CNN. You want to be attacked by ABC News. It just shows that they've done everything they can to destroy me and demonize me and say I'm all these horrible things that I'm not. And it hasn't worked. Yeah, I lied about WMDs in Iraq and tripled the sanctions and starved 2.5 million people to death, a million kids. Yeah, I opened the borders up. I shipped the fentanyl in. I run the giant rape gangs. I'm starting World War III with Russia. I'm cutting children's penises off. Oh, no, that's openly, publicly, the government and the system. No, I'm not doing any of that. And I sure as hell ain't perfect. At the end of the day, I love God and I love justice. And just because you guys twist a bunch of crap and make a bunch of stuff about Elon Musk or Donald Trump or Alice Jones, the dog ain't hunting.
With your host, Harrison Smith. Watch it live right now at band.video.
All right, folks, we'll go out to your phone calls here. I just got this story delivered. Hackers steal Americans' Social Security numbers, say experts. Public advocates fear that a possible tsunami of identity theft is coming after a hacking group allegedly stole the personal records of nearly 3 billion people. Holy crap. The theft happened in April, according to a class action lawsuit filed in federal court in Fort Lauderdale, Florida. It says the hacking group known as USDOD. Wait a second. Okay.
It's not a fake story. It's no, everywhere.
It's a real story, and I'm sure they just chose this as a
it's a great name. Great name.
A funny name, yeah.
Get confusing. For the people.
The USDOD stole the records from the National Public Data, which offers personal information to employers, private investigators, and others who do background checks. They tried to sell the data for $3.5 million, but has now posted most of it for free on an online exchange for personal stolen data. It claims to have 2.9 billion records containing personal data from everybody in the US, UK, and Canada. although these populations only add up to roughly 440 million. Yeah, they're basically saying every single person's Social Security number was stolen. According to the website Bleeping Computer, each record consists of the following information: a person's name, mailing addresses, and Social Security number, with some records including additional information like other names associated with the person. None of this data is encrypted. Experts say the most effective action you can take right now is to freeze your credit files at the three major credit bureaus, Experian, Equifax, and TransUnion. That will prevent others from signing up for credit cards or opening other financial accounts in your name. One big warning: don't respond to an unsolicited email that claims to be from one of the other, from one of the credit bureaus. Experts say it's probably a scammer claiming to save you from other scammers. Hack Attack. It's the Hack Attack program from the lockstep document. Should we find out what they say about the proliferation of hackers during this uncertain and angry time? We'll pull up the lockstep document here in just a second and see what we can't learn. See if we can't learn what the powers that be have loaded to bear for this inevitability. We'll go to your phone calls in the meantime. Let's go to Joe in Arkansas. I want to talk to you about the scope of the rot that has taken control. Well, the cancer has taken over the body, Joe. You're on the air.
Yes, it has. Thank you for taking my call. Sure. I just want everybody just to kind of keep in mind what's happened the last 4 years, and really it's been going on a lot longer than that, but from the bioweapon being released on us, and then the shot, and that's another weapon, to the coup in 2020. Just the Ukrainian war, all the J6ers getting arrested. And I think what many people forget and they don't realize is the people that are locking them up, the FBI, the beat cop that is going along with it, to the jailer, I mean, they're all guilty in my mind. They're guilty. They know these people. Most of them just walked in. Many of them walked in and turned right back around, and they're getting months in jail when your pedophiles that are running the streets here are, I mean, some of them are getting let back out just to do the same thing again. And then, I want people to also keep in mind this. I'm thinking next month they're going to lock up Trump. I think they're going to take him off the playing field. So that's going to be another stolen election. I think that judge is going to lock him up. I think he's been told to lock him up.
Mm-hmm.
And so then what? What are we going to do if they lock him up? It's sickening what's going on. And I don't see a good ending. I don't see how this ends. I think next year, the end of this year, things are just going to get bad. And I think Trump's probably going to die in jail. I think they're going to lock him up. And Secret Service has let him down. Secret Service. And there's plenty of people in that agencies and other agencies that know the truth about what happened last month, but they're not saying anything. So it's just this country is really, there's so much evil in it. It's just, so I know that things happen so fast, and I know that we forget, because it's always something new. Like this Hack Attack and all that. And I'm sure it'll be something next week, but yeah.
Yeah. Sunshine for us this morning, Joe.
Yeah. Well,
no, but I get exactly what you're saying. And look, this is what I struggle with too. I'm sure you're sick of hearing it at this point, because, I can just tell you're in the same mindset I am, where it's like, you just start thinking about one thing and then you're thinking about all of them. And then it's like, I have the impulse. I'm just like, I can't even think of all the things at once. I need to like list them out. I need like a list. I need like a compendium. I need to like constantly be reminded like, oh yeah, we still haven't gotten justice over COVID. We still haven't gotten, we still haven't fixed the election being stolen. We still haven't gotten justice for the pandemic lockdown, not just the virus being released on purpose, not just the vaccines being the death shot, but the economic destruction and the mental illness that was created because of all the unwarranted and unwise lockdowns. I mean, it can seem totally overwhelming. Here's the silver cloud, the silver lining. And this is in itself sort of a double-edged sword, because the truth is that fixing this is very simple, but it requires us to be a little bit mean. And that's a double-edged sword. The double-edged sword is that it's so easy to fix this stuff, and the frustration in knowing that it's going to be the media and it's going to be social media posts and it's going to be basically the meme of, you know, here's a brown person crying, let's get rid of the Constitution. And how frustrating it is that we can't just set things right, because the minds of the average American person is so utterly dislocated and demented and warped beyond recognition that we won't be able to do it. So close, yet so far away. The good news about what you're saying about police following orders and being guilty of this, the one little ray of hope is that all of the machines of death that they're building, all of the surveillance, all of the censorship, all of the propaganda, it's just a machine. It's just a tool. And if we want, we can take control of that machine. We can sit in the cockpit. We can wield the tools. Can we do that? Can we handle that? If we want to, yes, we can. If we want to set things right, we can fix this. It's a depressing realization when you realize that people don't think for themselves. It's very depressing when you hear a bunch of well-educated, thoughtful people like celebrating transgender children. And you think, really? You haven't thought this for yourself? You're just repeating what you've heard, even though it is ridiculous on the face of it? But you're not thinking for yourself. You're not thinking of an idea and then trying to put it through your own filters to determine whether or not it's true. You are just a vessel of other people's ideas. And that's sad, and it's sort of disappointing that people can't think for themselves. But then you turn around and go, hey, if it was our message I was getting spread, these people would be just as emphatically on our side. Because they don't have a side. They aren't thinking about these things. They're just doing what the authorities say. If we can get in this position of the authority, then this can all be turned around. And those police that are mindlessly going after peaceful protesters can be turned to go after the people that are actually destroying this country.
Alex Jones here with a call of action, a call to action for all the patriots out there watching or listening to this transmission. We can't fight the globalists without your support. And I can't think of an organization or group out there other than President Trump that has had more of an effect against the New World Order than this operation. And that's because of the grace of God and your support and our intrepid crew. And I'm asking you now at a critical time going into this election when the enemy is trying to shut everybody down and put everybody in prison, to double down and support the broadcast more than ever, to share the articles, the videos, the links, and to get the products at InfoWarsStore.com. So, 2.5 years ago, one of our great supporters and sponsors came forward and said, you ought to sell collectible cards with a little ingot of gold in it. These are very, very popular. And I went and looked it up online. It is very, very popular. It's not an investment. It's a collectible. If you want to get gold or silver and get the best prices on it, that's Dr. Kirk Elliott and KEPM.com/gold. Best group out there, highest ratings, amazing prices, the best. This is a collectible and a memento to know you supported the broadcast. Then the bankruptcy started, and the people that came in from the court said, we're not going to keep outside people's products in here in your store. And they kicked them back to the folks, despite the fact that we'd already sold out of half of these in just a month. Well, now that I'm back in control of the company, and now that InfoWars itself is not in bankruptcy, I am able to offer these again, and this will help keep us on air. InfoWars has teamed up with one of the nation's leading mints to help you acquire this 24-carat .999 pure gold without paying thousands of dollars an ounce. Stock up on 24-carat .999 pure gold in the most popular size of 1/10 gram, an affordable, sleek card that fits your wallet, drawer, glove compartment, and is easy to travel with. They're amazing cards. It's got original art I came up with. It's got the little bar of gold in there. And it just lets you know that you supported the InfoWar. You'll have a historical memento as a keepsake for yourself, for your family, for your children, and your grandchildren. Because this is a historic fight. And this is a true piece of Americana that we have here. So I'm very, very proud of it. Again, we sold out of half of these a couple years ago. They got put back to the company that paid to have them made. Now that I'm back in control, they shipped them back into our warehouse, and the other half are available right now. I would imagine they'll sell out in a month or so. We've only got a few thousand of these left, and I cannot fund this operation without you doing this. Now, I want to be clear. I'm not telling you to buy this as a gold investment. That's not what this is. It's a little piece of gold in there. This is like on NPR, that still gets taxpayer money. They'll sell a coffee mug that costs them $5 or a baseball cap that costs them $10, and you make a $100 donation, and you get that as a memento that you supported communism and the New World Order. I know you don't want to do that. This costs, I think they told me, more than $10 per card, something like that, $10 or $11. And so the other $80-something dollars will go to fund the operation. We need these funds to continue on in the fight. So get your collectible card, your piece of art, with the little piece of gold in it today, and you will help keep us on air. The decision is yours. This is a limited edition. It's something that people like. It's popular, and it's something that's collectible. But regardless, the real value is knowing you stood up for America at such a critical time that myself and President Trump and others are under such massive, massive, massive levels of attack. So please take action now at InfoWarsStore.com and get the exclusive InfoWars Limited Edition proprietary 24-carat 999 pure gold collectible. Thank you for your support. Get this collectible now and help keep us on air.
Welcome back, folks. Final segment of American Journal. I'm looking through the hack attacked section of the lockstep document. It really is amazing how they were shockingly able to predict what would happen. Now remember, this was written in 2010, I believe, right? And it was projecting through to 2020. And so these are, you know, sort of fake headlines about 2015. In 2015, the U.S. reallocated a large share of its defense spending to domestic concerns, pulling out of Afghanistan, where resurgent Taliban seized power once again. In Europe, Asia, South America, and Africa, more and more nation states lost control of their public finances, along with the capacity to help their citizens to retain stability and order. It's like they called it all exactly, which would be impressive if they weren't, the people writing this document weren't the ones making the decision for these things. And they go on, meanwhile, overtaxed militaries and police forces could do little to stop growing communities of criminals and terrorists from gaining power. Technologically enabled gangs and networked criminal enterprises exploited both the weakness of states and desperation of individuals. And this, of course, is all in context of the big hack attack that apparently just happened, where everybody's social security number was stolen, and for which the response, I mean, the only answer clearly is central bank digital currencies. Obviously, if we do away with social security numbers and accept instead a biometric matrix of your identity, that will solve the problem. Problem, reaction, solution. Technology hackers were hard at work. Internet scams and pyramid schemes plagued inboxes. Meanwhile, more sophisticated hackers attempted to take down corporations, government systems, and banks via phishing scams and database information heists. And their many successes generated billions of dollars in losses. It Verifying the authenticity of anything was increasingly difficult. The heroic efforts of several companies and NGOs to create recognized seals of safety and approval proved ineffective when those seals were hacked. So obviously the idea is that the they're creating the perception that the less centralized power, the less the weaker the central authority is, the more dangerous it is for you. And that all of these problems clearly have one answer, and it's to give them more power. So stop resisting central bank digital currencies, stop resisting biometric surveillance, stop resisting 15-minute cities, stop resisting social credit scores. Because without these things, we got hack attacks and nothing is safe and secure. And you know, if only we would, you know, give up these restrictions to government power, then everything would be safe. Kind of like how if we just did real ID, then the crisis of illegal immigration would end, right? What happens? You get real ID. It establishes a giant biometric database surveillance network, and illegal immigration only gets worse. Let's go out to your phone calls again. Brandon in Arizona wants to talk about Tony Saruga or Segura. I've been seeing his name pop up a lot, but I'm not sure who he is. What's this about, Brandon?
Yeah, it's Tony. Oh, first of all, good morning. Thanks for taking my call. Tony Saruga, he is a CIA NSA whistleblower, and he is a data scientist who has digital ID on every mobile device in the U.S., apparently. And I've seen some of this information coming out, and it's just like, it's blowing my mind. Like already today, he's saying that over 30,000 international Antifa members have already arrived in Chicago, and approximately 500 to 800 are arriving each day. So that's just telling me that maybe the DNC is going to be a little bit better or spicier than the Olympics.
Interesting. So he's got tracking. He's got GPS tracking.
Apparently, man, that's what he's saying. So another one that he did was.
Just a quick background to help you guys out here. So did a little bit of research after screening your call there, and it looks like Tony Saruga is a data contractor, and he has worked indexing domains and IP addresses for the CIA and NSA. And I investigated some of his whistleblowing claims. They're all his claims, but he does claim to have an extensive list of people who came out of ghost vans, people who were... what's the word I'm looking for? Not saboteurs, but provocateurs.
Yeah.
Provocateurs who came out of white vans that Clay Higgins alleged. So Tony Saruga has been in contact with Clay Higgins, and I believe that's where Clay Higgins, got the all of the information that he had when he dropped that bombshell in congressional testimony about the ghost vans. So these ghost vans, they showed up on J6. A bunch of nefarious masked people came out of them. Tony Saruga also claims to have a perfect screenshot of the license plate that dropped off the pipe bomber, as well as more information on that person. He said when data was relayed to the FBI that the AT&T who had that data corrupted that exact record of phone data. So that is the long and short of it.
Interesting. Well, would love to get this guy on. Let's reach out.
Yeah, that's what I was aiming for. I want to get this information, make sure you guys are seeing it, because, I mean, if you just look at his X feed, I mean, he does overlays from different protests to current protests. He tells you how many devices were at this protest or now at this protest. And, man, it's just crazy to see how all these major events, major protests, everything that's popping off all over the place, it's kind of all overlaying with each other. They're the same people, you know? It's crazy.
And this is... Yes, this is great. So GPS, over 30,000 international Antifa have already arrived in the Chicago area, with approximately 500 to 850 arriving more each day. And this is the thing. It's like, you know, yeah, it's really bad that there's so much surveillance all the time now. But we could use it. But we could, if we wanted to, use this same information to dismantle Antifa networks and imprison the people funding them. You know, there's a silver lining to this sort of stuff. So let me read. This is his pinned tweet. Tony Saruga: my partners and I have been lifetime data scientists. We own the digital ID of every mobile device and computer in the U.S. and have indexed and archived every IP address in the world. Our extensive experience in big and deep data, including geo-tracking and geolocation, makes our dozens of data companies the top authority for providing data to corporations, law enforcement, and the U.S. government agencies like the CIA, NSA, DOD, DIA, et cetera, et cetera. There are a number of videos documenting these ghost buses, as well as many of mostly nondescript DOJ vans that drop off ninja wearing individuals that appear in other videos to have breached the Capitol, cutting fences, removing barriers, opening doors, and other nefarious behaviors. We also track the infamous J6 pipe bomber from one of these vans. Later, we eventually track them to a Virginia metro station where a perfect capture of their vehicle license plate was made. The FBI has all of this information. Shortly after they were alerted, however, AT&T mysteriously accidentally corrupted that and only that particular cell phone user's data. Additionally, their mobile devices was used hundreds of times before and after J6, accessing key card required DOJ, FBI parking garages and buildings. I suppose it was from all the way back in November of last year. And I don't know how I haven't heard more about this. And he must come out with something today, because I've been seeing his name all over the place today, but didn't have time before the show to look into it. So thank you for the call and for telling us this, Brandon. Here's what he posted today. GPS: 114 of the mobile devices present were at the Columbia University pro-Palestine campus occupations. 102 devices were also present at three or more George Floyd Antifa BLM protests and riots. 74 devices were present for the Washington, D.C. Union Station violent protests where park police were overwhelmed. In the past 30 days, 44 of the devices present have also visited the Islamic Center of Washington, D.C. So that's very interesting. I'd like to get him on and figure out more about this. Thank you for the suggestion. Thank you to everybody for your calls. I'm sorry if I wasn't able to get to you. Please call in tomorrow, and we'll take more phone calls on the Friday show. Stay tuned for Alex Jones. This show begins in 90 seconds. Go to InfoWarsStore.com to support us in our mission to defeat the New World Order.
I'm in a paradox, or a catch-22. If I sat here and tried to tell you all the things that have been done to InfoWars, it distracts us from the attacks the globalists are carrying out against America and the people of the world. But at the same time, if I don't tell you what's happening to us, you won't know how desperate the situation is. It's a paradox. But the enemy wants to attack us, they admit, to drag us off of our mission, exposing their operations at such a critical time. So I'm just going to say this. We're in the fight against the New World Order. We stand with you, because I know my children are going to grow up in a world with your children. If they have any future, your children have to have a future. So we're brothers and sisters in this. And I need your support. I'm humbly asking for your support. Plus, these are great products. And this could be the last run. We're very close to being shut down. If people come through and support us, we'll survive, if it's God's will. But we have Vitamineral Fusion. We have this incredible 1,000 milligram organic vitamin C with rose hips and zinc. That's so amazing for your immune system and body. It's back in stock. Body's Ultimate Turmeric Formula, been sold out for months. Back in stock is 95% curcuminoid. This could be your last chance to get these products. So I need you to go to InfoWarsStore.com right now and get these products, because without your support, we are going to be shut down. Plus, these are really amazing products. So I humbly thank you for all your past support. And regardless of what happens, we've fought as hard as we could. We never gave up. We never backed down. But really, this is a symbiotic relationship. We bring you hardcore information, game-changing info, and you support us to keep us on the air. So I want to thank you all for your past support. I want to encourage you now in what could be your last chance to get these three products that are finally back in stock at InfoWarsStore.com. Bodies, Vitamin C, Vitamin Mineral Fusion, now on sale at InfoWarsStore.com.